rebalancing investment portfolio.
Okay, thank you. This is the first of the pension fund committee. We're 5 items into the agenda, and this is the first one I've spoken to, so woo! Rebalancing the investment portfolio. So members will be aware, and sorry for new members, in May, the pension fund committee took a decision based on investment consultants' advice to rebalance out of the Newton's global equity portfolio. As we've had, as David's mentioned earlier, we've been overweight and had a greater proportion of our pension fund assets invested in Newton global equity than is allowed in our strategic allocation. Over the last 12 months, as David's highlighted, that's been really positive for us because Newton's has outperformed quite significantly. Had we been overweight in Regedi, for example, it would have had the very opposite impact. It would have been very bad for us, and our net performance would have been much worse. So whilst we've been in a very good position by being overweight Newton's, we had to rebalance that risk, and the instruction of the recommendation from the Pension Fund Committee on the 17th of May was that we take some money out of the Newton Global Equity and put it into UK equities and diversified growth. Both areas have been reasonably positive, but were underweight in terms of our allocation. The report that you've got in front of you sets out what we did, why we did it, how we did it, and who we did it with. And just to let you know that the rebalancing happened on the 30th and 31st of October, with all of the deals completed by the 4th of November, in line with the timetable expected. And at the end of October, the draft figures are looking as though we are, within all of our investment portfolios, within 3% of our strategic asset allocation. So we've actually achieved the rebalancing with very little cost. There's a section on transition costs on page C4, and whilst there were some transactional costs of around £255,000, which is 0.2% of the pension fund assets, the fact that we had one day where we were out of the market, so we were holding cash instead of being in the UK markets, the UK share prices fell during that time, so we actually got better value. So we actually made a net saving on the transition, which is a real positive outcome.
Can we cash it all in?
No, we can't cash it all in, Paul, sorry. So I just wanted to report to you that the direction that was given by the committee in May has been actioned and has had a very positive outcome, and we're now in line with our existing strategic asset allocation. As we've also mentioned, we are just about to move into a review of our strategic asset allocation, but we're starting from a very good point that we have a good mix of assets that has done us very well for the purpose that we've achieved so far. We're just going to start looking at what we need to do next, but we're in the right position to start from.
Thank you, Jo. Can't help thinking we made £30,000 profit overnight. Can we do this again?
the markets could have easily moved the other way. So we controlled the risk as much as we could. But there was a positive outcome. So that's good news. But we were worth doing this. Just one comment. I'd say I'd like to thank the officers on their swift turnaround. There was a lot of instructions required, a lot of forms moving around. And clearly it's a significant amount of money that's been transitioned and fairly stressful experience, so just like to thank our officers on their swift actions to make sure everything gets planned.
I have to go white and grey hair as well, that's a transition.
Anyway, thank you, Joe. The report is noted. Unless any other members, I think the sun shines on the good and the bad. We will now move